Embracing the Whimsy of a Butterfly Garden: How to Throw a Pollinator Party by Don Nicholas. When my wife Gail and I first moved to the suburbs, we found ourselves with a backyard that was, to put it mildly, intimidating. The previous owners had cleaned it up and rototilled it, leaving us with a blank canvas that screamed, "Do something with me." Our neighbors, the Kennedys, kindly informed us that it had once been a vegetable garden. However, as new parents with executive jobs, the thought of adding master gardeners to our resumes was laughable. So, come spring, we decided to create a butterfly garden instead. The Butterfly Garden Adventure. Creating a butterfly garden was our way of connecting with nature and avoiding the responsibility of a vegetable garden. We envisioned colorful wings fluttering among the blooms and figured, how hard could it be? Spoiler alert, it's actually quite fun, choosing the right plants. We dove into research like two determined college students cramming for finals, discovering which wildflowers and plants would attract butterflies. We planted native species, crossing our fingers that butterflies had good taste, patience, and observation. We quickly learned that gardening requires patience, a virtue we hadn't quite mastered. We planted our wildflowers and then waited. But when the butterflies finally arrived, it was like hosting a surprise party where the guests actually show up. Minimal maintenance. One delightful surprise was how low maintenance our butterfly garden turned out to be. While we had worried about adding another chore to our list, it turns out that Mother Nature is a pretty good gardener herself. We just provided the stage and she directed the show. The Kennedys' curiosity. Our neighbors, the Kennedys, were initially puzzled by our choice to plant wildflowers instead of a traditional vegetable garden. They couldn't understand why we wouldn't want to grow our own vegetables. But then something magical happened. The pollinators that flocked to our garden started helping out their vegetable patch, too. It was like a cross-species neighborhood block party. The joy of a butterfly garden. Our butterfly garden taught us that stepping out of our comfort zones can lead to the most rewarding experiences. It made us slow down, appreciate the little things, and find joy in the unexpected. So, if you're thinking about creating a butterfly garden, go for it. You don't need a green thumb, just a bit of passion and a vision. Start small, be patient, and let nature take over. You'll be amazed at the beauty and joy that can bloom right in your backyard. And who knows, you might even impress your skeptical neighbors. Happy butterfly gardening. P.S. The team here at Green Prints loves butterfly gardening so much that we've created a guidebook, art print crafting kit, and greeting card crafting kit to share our enthusiasm with you. We hope they bring you as much joy and inspiration as your future butterfly garden.